Heavenly Father, I just ask that you reign over us, that you shower down your presence upon us. Pray that you completely overwhelm us, captivate us, cause us to desire more that we couldn't settle for normalcy, that we just need to be closer to you, that we need to experience you more, that we would be consumed by your delight. Thank you for it. Just ask that you bless your people, God. Just ask that you would absolutely overcome them, overwhelm them, overflow upon them. In Jesus' name. Amen. I want to talk to you a little bit today about life. We've been going through a series on the kingdom. I think I've probably been on this for a decade or more, if you want to call that a series. I don't think you can exhaust it. I don't think Jesus exhausted it. I think he introduced it and then said, go do it some more. So that's what we're doing. But there's this point of reality that we have to come to in this life, that we have a responsibility to take that which we were born into and bring it to those that need to be born into it. We are from a kingdom that is not of this world, and this world has trouble. And the only answer is the kingdom of God. And no other answer will do. Politics won't fix it. Individuals won't fix it. Our best efforts won't fix it. Our best counsel won't fix it. Our best wisdom won't fix it. We can't fix it. Only God can fix it. What the world needs is the overwhelming presence of God overtaking everything. That's what the world needs. It's the only answer for all the issues in the world. And the cool thing about it, whether you realize it or not, that makes you the answer. Because that's what you contain, the fullness of his presence. So that's why we talk about these things. So let's talk about life. I don't know where each of you are in life. I know you can be at various stages, from complete ecstasy to complete dread. Mark 13:7 says this. When you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. I don't know if you have seen that in the world lately, but I see it in the natural and the supernatural. There will be earthquakes in various places and famines. These are the beginning of birth pains. You must be on your guard. You will be handed over to the local councils and flogged in the synagogues. On account of me, you will stand before governors and kings as witnesses to them. And the gospel must first be preached to all nations. Whenever you are arrested and brought to trial, do not worry beforehand about what to say. Just say whatever is given to you at the time, for it is not you speaking, but the Holy Spirit. Brother will betray brother to death, and a father his child. Children will rebel against their parents and have them put to death. Everyone will hate you because of me, but the ones who stands firm to the end will be saved. When you see the abomination that causes desolation standing where it does not belong, let the reader understand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let no one on the housetop go down or enter the house to take anything out. Let no one in the field go back to kick their cloak. How dreadful it will be in those days for pregnant women and nursing mothers. Pray that this will not take place in winter, because those will be days of distress, unequaled from the beginning when God created the world until now, and never to be equaled again. Now, I use this passage not to talk about the end times. It's not my intent at all. I use this passage to simply say what this verse says in John 16, 33, I've told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble. Okay, now what I read previously to that, I would call is extreme trouble. Okay? But take heart, I have overcome the world. See, Jesus has the answer for everything. This passage in Mark, you know, in looking at it, I'm just thinking about the world and the condition it is and how much apprehension that can take place and your soul can be troubled. You can be uneasy. I think about the nonsense that's just going on in the world and in our governments, in our local governments, in our state governments, in our nation, and how we influence the world. And it, you know, whenever you leave the foundation of God, you get chaos, and we have chaos. I was so thankful a school starting up in our facility. So I was like, there is no way that I want to see my grandkids anywhere close to a public school. Absolutely not. I mean, if we need a revolution, we need it in our schools. We need to let God back in our public facilities. We have so went away from truth that we don't even recognize it anymore. We have taken perspectives, narrowed them down like this, made a decision, and within that perspective, we could be right. Problem is, the world's like this. So people argue about being right, and their perspective's wrong. They've left the foundation. So then when you bring truth, hate comes towards you. And we read about it in the Word of God. And if you're not experiencing that, you're not bringing the kingdom. And we're called to bring the kingdom. So really what I want today is not so much talk about the trouble that this world presents you. And if we're all honest, and we're going to have a time of ministry at the end, and we'll see who's honest, because I'm going to invite everybody down that in one way, shape, or form knows somebody or is experiencing trouble in life. If you're honest, every one of you will come down. Because life brings trouble. Why? It means you're living. Woke up with a headache. Trouble. Terry's not feeling well today. You couldn't make it. Trouble. Some people don't have a job. Trouble. Was with a guy and he had a family issue Saturday. Trouble. 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 Ukraine and Russia, trouble. Affects your pocketbook, trouble. Gas prices, trouble. Utility bills, trouble. Food prices, trouble. Inflation, trouble. Interest rates going up, trouble. I can keep going. There's trouble in this world. You're not of this world. Carry the answer to the trouble. So I want to talk more about the answer. I was trying to think, what should this be called? I don't talk about this stuff a whole lot. I like to ignore all this nonsense. Because honestly, from heaven's perspective, this is nonsense. It's like some bugs, you just need to swat them away. God's not bothered. So whether this comes across well or not will be up to the Lord speaking to you individually. So I'm absolved of all responsibility there. Right? I simply want to say, all things are possible. So that's really the message of today. All things are possible. Philippians 4:6 says this, do not be anxious about anything. You know, I never looked at these verses from a kingdom perspective. And they mean something totally different to me looking at it from a kingdom. I want to know how I'm supposed to live. I'm not of this world. I'm in this world. I'm not of this world. How am I supposed to live and represent the world I'm of? And there's all these verses that he gave us to guide us, truth for us to live from. We have a source. We have a foundation for us to build upon and live from and represent something to this world. What do we represent? The answer they need. So I look at these verses differently as I go through and try to say, God, what's your perspective on this? What are you trying to tell me? How am I supposed to live when this world presents trouble? And he says, don't be anxious about anything. But in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. How do you not be anxious about anything? You yoke up to the one whose yoke's easy and his burden is light. What's that mean? It means like that picture, you know, with the footprints in the sand. All of a sudden there's one print. You let him carry you. Too many of us try to do it on our own, try to carry the burden ourselves. It's not ours to carry. It's ours to represent the one who will carry it through. It says, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. See, there's something we can bring. It's called the kingdom of God into every situation. And when we bring it, others will know, because the natural outcome of it is not natural. It's supernatural. I can remember one time in my life, I was in a pretty heated situation at work. And this guy was just going off on me. Right? And finally, he's yelling at me. He's like, I can't take it. You won't even fight with me. Which is not normal for me. And I thought it was funny, you know, how the peace of God can really upset somebody. Because I really wasn't bothered by the whole situation. It was what it was, and his actions weren't going to change it. So, Jesus came and presented a message. And this message still resonates today for every one of us if we'll follow it. He's talking about things in this world and how we chase after all these things. And it's really of no avail. He says in Matthew 6:33, everyone knows this verse, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you, or given to you as well, depending on the version. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. I've had trouble lately. In the past few weeks, I've had two young men want to talk to me about taking my daughters away from me. Okay? For any father, that's trouble. Okay? And you try to think of every reason to tell them, just leave now, I don't want to talk to you. Get out of my presence. No, you can't have my children. But then you try to be respectful and honoring and all these things. You know, trouble. It's trouble. You know, no one can take care of my kids like I can take care of my kids. No one can love my kids like I can love my kids. What? I've had lots of practice. So I ask questions. What makes you think you can do this? You know? Okay, here's how I see you. Here's how I see this. I see it out of balance. How are you going to bring that up? I ask questions. But in the end, I know that my girls' hearts, you know, my girls' hearts command my blessing. Just like you can command the blessing of God. He knows your heart. So I give my blessing and push the trouble down the road to having to pay for stuff. Right? Trouble. Life presents trouble. So what's he say? He says, seek first his kingdom. The answer to this life is the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven overflowing out of our lives. That's the answer. It's as simple as that. Now, again, remember, I asked you all, if you're honest at the end of this, I'm going to ask everyone that will acknowledge that there's trouble in life, or they know somebody that they'd want to stand in for going through trouble in life to come down. There's trouble in life. So how are we going to address it? We're going to let heaven come down. That's the only answer I have. You have trouble? Let me introduce the presence of God into your situation. That's all I have. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ, situation change. That's it. Step out of this world, step into the kingdom of heaven. Everything changes. Everything changes. It has to become our reality in this world. Romans 14:17 says, for the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. I don't see sickness in there. I don't see pain in there. I don't see war and rumors of war in there. I don't see division between brothers in there. I don't see family relationships broken in there. I see righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. See, when we bring the Holy Spirit into a situation, the natural byproduct of it in the environment is what? Righteousness, peace, and joy. That's what you're called to bring, because that's what you carry. Galatians 2:20. I call this kingdom identity. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I think one of the biggest challenges we have as a people of God, as a citizen of heaven, as an ambassador of Christ, is identifying with him. We do it quite well in our heads. We can make great intellectual arguments, but we don't live it out so well. It's not always reflective in our actions. The fact is, he made me a new creation. Before I knew Christ, I didn't exist in this form. This form wasn't created. If you look at the words, it says completely new, unique, never been seen or experienced before. That's what you were birthed into. Ain't nothing like you. And no, there will never be another thing like you. Completely unique. That's what you bring. Acts 17:28 says it like this, for in him we live and move and have our being. Everyone knows these verses, right? We don't necessarily live these verses, yet that's what we're called to do. See, you don't bring yourself into the situation, you bring him into the situation. You have a deposit called Holy Spirit. Let him take over. You know, some churches hate that. I've sat with leaders before that, you know, can't do that. Why? Well, can't control that. Can't, that could get messy. Yeah, it can. I'm up for a little mess. I'm up for what others might perceive as absolute chaos, as long as I can demonstrate that this is the Holy Spirit leading. Why? Because heaven isn't going to be everything you think it is. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a celebratory time. Guess what? Loud won't bother you. Activity won't bother you. There'll be peace. Ephesians 2:18 says, "For through him we both have access to the Father by one Spirit." So we move from kingdom identity, right? Our identity is what? In him. Okay? Your identity is in Jesus Christ, Son of God, your Lord and Savior, King of kings, Lord of lords, Prince of peace, and a thousand other things that we can describe him as. It's in him. It's in him you live. You don't exist other than in him. Then we move to through him. Everything we do in heaven, everything we do from heaven, through him. John 15:1 says this, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit." I noticed yesterday that I got some pruning to do on my pear trees. And if you do those things properly, guess what? Abundance of fruit. So in the fall, if you want pears, I throw away bushels. Just too many all the time. And they go fast. That's your life in him. Because he'll prune you. "While every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken." Now, what's he say? "Remain in me as I also remain in you." See, access is through him. Right? All the nutrients, everything that makes the pear comes up through the roots, through the trunks, into the branches, into that bud that becomes a pear, right? Then you take it and it melts in your mouth and you get juice running all over and stuff and you're sticky and you need to wash, right? That's your life in him. That's what you do to people. That's what you do to a circumstance. It's juice that just, they got to clean up afterwards. It's a beautiful picture. It doesn't sound as great as it really, but it really is. "Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing." In him, through him. Apart from me, you can do nothing. "If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me, one, and my words remain in you, two, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you." Now that's a beautiful picture, because it talks about being in him, it talks about functioning through him, and talks about the result of it. What happens? Heaven invades earth. That's the result of it. What happens? Impossible situations now become possible. Why? Because it was in him and through him. I stayed connected. Now my source is there. Provision has come and abundance has taken over. It's the process of heaven. It is in him and through him. It is identity. And access leads to action in the kingdom of God. John 5:9. Jesus gave them this answer, "Very truly, I tell you, the Son can do nothing by himself. He can only do what he sees his Father doing, because whatever the Father does, the Son also does. And John 5:20 says, "By myself I can do nothing. I judge only as I hear, and my judgment is just, for I seek to not please myself, but him who sent me." Another kingdom principle. You don't ever do it on your own. And what you do is not of your own volition. You're not getting results in something, quit striving. Rest in him, find his will, act on that. Stay in him, work through him. Don't try to figure it out yourself. You're not the answer. You host the answer. You're not the kingdom of heaven. You carry the kingdom of heaven. You're not Jesus. You get to represent Jesus. You get to introduce Jesus. When you do it right, you get to say, "Well, if you've seen me, you've seen Jesus." How do I know that? Because you said, "Well, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father." Why? Because he represented the Father. What did he represent? The kingdom of heaven on earth. Here's how a citizen of the kingdom of heaven lives. What's he show you? The Father. What are you doing? What the Father's doing. What are you saying? What the Father's saying. I know this is really simple stuff. But it's about time we start living it. We have to move from identity and access to access. We have to. The church has been stuck on who we are for a long time, and we'll continue talking about it. But if it doesn't lead to action, pruning leads to fruit. So all things are possible. Jesus said it this way, Matthew 19:26. Jesus looked at them and said, "With man, this is impossible. In this world, by the natural laws of this world, by everything that was created in the order of which it was created, these circumstances, this situation, what you're going in through life, what others are going through your life, the word that's phrased as is called this trouble, impossible." But see, when heaven invades, it said this, "But with God, all things are possible." See, the answer to every impossibility is the possibility of God. And that's what we're called to bring. And it's said several times in the gospel, Mark 9:23. "If you can," said Jesus. Someone asked him if he could do something for him. He said, "If I can, what do you mean? Of course I can. Everything is possible for the one who believes." Oh, now it redefined it, didn't it? Didn't say with God all things are possible. See, now there is a principle we talked about a little while ago, right? It said if you remain in him and you work through him, then you'll ask for anything and it'll be done. Everything is possible for the one who believes. You stay in him and you work through him, anything you ask will happen. Everything is possible for the one who believes. Mark 10:27, Jesus looked at them and said, "With man this is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God." Jesus said it in a wonderful way, Mark 4:36. "Abba, Father," he said, "everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will." Now everyone knows that he's praying that he doesn't have to go to the cross, right? "I don't want to do this. That's a natural response to a brutal situation, right? An impossible, awful, natural situation. Anyone ever watched the Passion movie, right? That was like brutal. Didn't touch on what really happened. It was worse. None of us would want to go through it. None of us. What was Jesus' response? Okay, my will is no. That's kind of my will with some of these boys. No. You know? But he said, not my will be done. Heaven's response. In this world, a lot of time our answer is just no. We need to bring heaven's response. I'm winding it down. Stick with me. Luke 18:27, Jesus replied, what is impossible with man is possible with God. See, when we stay in him and through him, the activity of heaven invades and everything changes. It turns impossibilities to possibilities. So how do we do this? Philippians 4:13 says this, I can do all this through him who gives me strength. You ever look at your situation and rest in him and say, got it covered? You've all heard, you know, the stories of Abel as he went through challenges in life. And he's, not my problem, God's. How many of you know everything in the kingdom of God is God's responsibility? Well-being as a representative of his kingdom is his responsibility. It's not your burden to bear. Why? Because it reflects on his glory and his honor. That's why you have a testimony as you walk through life. It's a reflection of his goodness, his grace, his mercy in your life. So what do? We simply bring heaven to earth. Jesus said it like this, Matthew 6:9, this then is how I should pray. He was speaking to me. He was speaking to you. Our Father in heaven, now what is he doing? He's addressing the kingdom of God, right? In a personal way. Now we've already talked about kingdom relationship. We should be able to address God as our Father. We should be able to address God and relate to him as our friend, right? Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your kingdom come, heaven come down, huh? Your will be done in him, through him. Action on earth as it is in heaven. I want you to stand with me. See, there is no sickness in heaven. No matter what you're going through, there's no pain in heaven. There's no sorrow in heaven. There's no mourning in heaven. There's no death in heaven. There's no loss in heaven. There's no lack in heaven. There's no division in heaven. There's no dissension in heaven. Every relationship is pure. All thoughts are holy. See, we need heaven to invade earth. This church is called the Encounter. Why? Because we want you to be an encounter. Why? Because he wants you to be an encounter. Why? Because you're in his kingdom, and his kingdom needs to be encountered. Why? Because that's the only answer you have for this world, is him. His kingdom is him, and it's in him, through him, that you move. It's in him and through him that you live. It's in him and through him that you have your being. And in him and through him, the activities of heaven will invade earth.